Well, as a child growing up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, I used to peek in the windows of the all-white public library, and then I'd dart away before getting caught in the act of book coveting. It was only natural. My mother taught school. My grandmother always made the children in the family discuss a topic over dinner, so we'd be able to express ourselves. But with few exceptions, public libraries were forbidden territory when I, Allegra Westbrooks, came to Charlotte in 1947 to head the Negro Library Services for the Public Library of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County. At that time, Blacks had a branch on Brevard Street and a sub-branch in the Fairview Homes Public Housing Project on Oaklawn Avenue. But only whites could use the regular county library facilities. The old Cornelius branch was open then. I remember the striking feeling I had at the time when I could be shown the Cornelius branch, but I couldn't use it. And that was the same feeling shared by the Black community. At the time, Blacks called the main library to request a book. They were told, "We'll send it down to Brevard Street. You, as a citizen, can pick it up there." The delivery service between the two libraries was provided by Miss Westbrooks and the library's chief janitor, who took the books when he went to stoke the furnace at the Brevard Street branch each morning, and incidentally, after he left fixing the furnace, we, the staff members, kept the furnace going by putting in the coal and whatever was needed to keep the furnace running for the rest of the day. To help fill the literary void for Blacks in the county, I, Allegra Westbrooks, began placing books in churches for neighborhood use because we had no branches in those communities. But they weren't quite satisfactory because they were open only on Sundays. In the meantime, Allegra Westbrooks launched a campaign to attract people to the Brevard Street branch. The director told her, "Do what you can to make citizens use the Brevard Street branch. I don't care if you have to have a tea party." Therefore, she had prominent people speak that from the pulpits of Black churches, and she herself spoke to sell the gospel of books and reading. She was visiting churches, going to clubs and organizations, and personally becoming part of the organizations themselves, the Girl Scouts, the YWCA, and so forth. In fact, we formed a coalition of people working in human services to strengthen what each of us was trying to do to get the library used.